Today is the fifth day of January. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today as we reach the center of our first full calendar week of this brand new year. So our journey is underway. We have left the harbor. We are sailing out into the deep. We're not so far that we can't turn around and see the land. But before long, we'll be out in the deep together sailing across this year. And we've been getting moved into all the different books that we're reading and just kind of getting locked into the rhythm a few more days. Getting through this week, we will have established the rhythm for the year. And so let's take the next step forward together. We're reading from the New International Version this week. Today, Genesis chapter 11, verse 1 through 13, verse 4. Now the whole world had one language and a common speech. As people moved eastward, they found a plain in Shinar and settled there. They said to each other, "Come, let's make bricks and bake them thoroughly." They used brick instead of stone and tar for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens so that we may make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we will be scattered over the face of the whole earth." But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower the people were building. The Lord said, "If as one people speaking the same language, they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language so they will not understand each other." So the Lord scattered them from there over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it is called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole world. From there the Lord scattered them over the face of the whole earth. This is the account of Shem's family line. 2 years after the flood, when Shem was 100 years old, he became the father of Arphaxad. And after he became the father of Arphaxad, Shem lived 500 years and had other sons and daughters. When Arphaxad had lived 35 years, he became the father of Shelah. And after he became the father of Shelah, Arphaxad lived 403 years and had other sons and daughters. When Shelah had lived 30 years, he became the father of Eber. And after he became the father of Eber, Shelah lived 403 years and had other sons and daughters. When Eber had lived 34 years, he became the father of Peleg. And after he became the father of Peleg, Eber lived 430 years and had other sons and daughters. When Peleg had lived 30 years, he became the father of Reu. And after he became the father of Reu, Peleg lived 209 years and had other sons and daughters. When Reu had lived 32 years, he became the father of Serug. And after he became the father of Serug, Reu lived 207 years and had other sons and daughters. When Serug had lived 30 years, he became the father of Nahor. And after he became the father of Nahor, Serug lived 200 years and had other sons and daughters. When Nahor had lived 29 years, he became the father of Terah. And after he became the father of Terah, Nahor lived 119 years and had other sons and daughters. After Terah had lived 70 years, he became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. This is the account of Terah's family line. Terah became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran became the father of Lot. While his father Terah was still alive, Haran died in Ur of the Chaldeans, in the land of his birth. Abram and Nahor both married. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah. She was the daughter of Haran, the father of both Milcah and Iscah. Now Sarai was childless because she was not able to conceive. Terah took his son Abram his grandson Lot, son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, the wife of his son Abram. And together they set out from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. Terah lived 205 years, and he died in Haran. The Lord had said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abram traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Moreh at Shechem. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord, who had appeared to him. From there he went on toward the hills east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Then Abram set out and continued toward the Negev. Now there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down to Egypt to live there for a while because the famine was severe. As he was about to enter Egypt, he said to his wife Sarai, "I know what a beautiful woman you are. When the Egyptians see you, they will say, 'This is his wife.' Then they will kill me, but let you live. Say you are my sister, so that I will be treated well for your sake, and my life will be spared because of you." When Abram came to Egypt, the Egyptians saw that Sarai was a very beautiful woman. And when Pharaoh's officials saw her, they praised her to Pharaoh. And she was taken into his palace. He treated Abram well for her sake. And Abram acquired sheep and cattle, male and female donkeys, male and female servants, and camels. But the Lord inflicted serious diseases on Pharaoh and his household because of Abram's wife Sarai. So Pharaoh summoned Abram. "What have you done to me?" he said. "Why didn't you tell me she was your wife? Why did you say, 'She is my sister,' so that I took her to be my wife? Now then, here is your wife. Take her and go." Then Pharaoh gave orders about Abram to his men, and they sent him on his way with his wife and everything he had. So Abram went up from Egypt to the Negev, and with his wife and everything he had, and Lot went with him. Abram had become very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold. From the Negev, he went from place to place until he came to Bethel, to the place between Bethel and Ai, where his tent had been earlier, and where he had first built an altar. There, Abram called on the name of the Lord. Matthew 5, 1 through 26. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly, I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Therefore, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, "You shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment." But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, "Raka," is answerable to the courts. And anyone who says, "You fool," will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to them, then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. Psalm 5. For the director of music, for pipes, a psalm of David. Listen to my words, Lord. Consider my lament. Hear my cry for help. My King and my God, for to you I pray. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly. For you are not a God who is pleased with wickedness. With you, evil people are not welcome. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies. The bloodthirsty and deceitful you, Lord, detest. But I, by your great love, can come into your house. In reverence, I bow down toward your holy temple. Lead me, Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with malice. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues they tell lies. Declare them guilty, O God. Let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. Proverbs 1, 24 through 28. But since you refuse to listen when I call, and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand, since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you, then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me. Okay, so in the Gospel of Matthew, in our reading today, we have reached the beginning of a very central, if not the central, teaching of Jesus. This is known as the Sermon on the Mount. And it's in this message that Jesus is laying out his central message, the lay of the land, as it were. Here's how things are. And we are in the section known as the Beatitudes. So think about it for a second. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. How could that be true? So if Jesus is laying this out as a central message, then one of the things that he's saying is things have gotten backward. Things have gotten twisted. They're upside down. The things that you are going after, that you think are the things that you should pursue, will not keep you from mourning, will not keep you from being poor in spirit. The pathway in that direction is what Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So at face value, if you're being actually persecuted, it's hard to think that's a blessing. The things that Jesus says are blessings, or the postures that don't seem like they're blessed, are actually blessed. How could a person even perceive it to be that way? The person who has open hands and has let go of all the striving, all of the competition, all of the trying to leech an identity off of each other by being better and one-upping each other, all of the kind of human things that we do and interact, what we find out here in these statements from Jesus is this is the result of what we read in Genesis 3. And we saw some of those repercussions in our reading today from the Tower of Babel, people getting together with out God, deciding to elevate themselves and build a tower to heaven, become their own God. That is absolutely backward to the way humanity was intended to be, according to the Bible. We were created in the image of God, image bearers of God upon the earth. The breath of life was breathed into humanity from the breath of God. We are not made to be separated. And all of our attempts to be our own sovereign Lord, our own self-sufficiency, all we got to do is look out in the world today. Look deep into our own hearts today. We can see what our self-sufficiency and our own sovereignty brings us. This is what we get. But no matter what we accumulate, no matter what we dominate, no matter what we control, It can't keep us from mourning. It can't keep us from being poor in spirit. That kind of comfort comes from knowing there is no other source of hope but God. That everything else we try to put our hope in, or everything else we try to arrange for so that we feel insulated, it can all go away. What cannot go away, what will not go away, is the persistent love of God for us. We begin to realize how blessed we are to just free fall into the love of God. We begin to realize that that's the only safe place there is. But that requires us to come to the end of ourselves and let go in complete faith and trust that when we wake up in the morning, we are on assignment to reveal God's kingdom in this world, to be what Jesus said, the light of the world, the salt of the earth. So often we aspire to those things, but we have so many obligations and pressures that, you know, we have to work so hard at our responsibilities that getting around to being the salt of the earth, well, it's just hard in the world to be among people doing our job or accomplishing tasks while being aware and cognizant of the fact that we are the salt of the earth, the light of the world. And that's something that we've got to get our minds around. And that begins to happen as we begin to work ourselves out of the ruts and holes that we've dug for ourselves, systematically, day by day, step by step, moving forward in the right direction, consistently, making right decisions because we're seeking wisdom consistently, so that we can get to steady ground and then begin to just release. Understanding and becoming more aware that we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world than we are people hustling and bustling, accumulating things and moving things around. Because if we just look at our lives outside of God, we're just like busy little ants moving things from here. Like it's moving the furniture around in our lives all the time so that we can keep thinking that all things are being made new. When if we would truly surrender and let go, all things are being made new within us. And so we begin here in Matthew as Jesus is beginning to lay out his ministry of the Sermon on the Mount to get glimpses at what is so compelling about Jesus, what is so compelling about the gospel. And to begin to drive this home, all we have to do is turn over into our reading from Proverbs today. But since you refuse to listen when I call, and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand, since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you. The voice that is speaking here is the voice that introduced itself as the voice of wisdom. If we listen and heed the voice of wisdom, if we slow down enough to seek the counsel of wisdom, then she will protect us. But if we disregard, if we just blow by her at every crossroads because we're moving so fast that we have to make decisions so reactionary that we don't even think about wisdom as a category and just blow right by and crash into the ditch or into a wall, well, then it's like wisdom is there saying, I was right here trying to tell you which way to go. And once again, you're not where you want to be, but you are right where you were going. And so our job is to listen to wisdom. Listen to Jesus speak about an upside down world and wonder what true and complete freedom might look like for us. Because true and complete freedom won't be several million dollars. True and complete freedom will come as we realize our utter dependence on God and the total safety in that place of complete vulnerability, naked and unashamed before God, holding on to nothing, having nothing between us and any other person. true freedom comes from within. We can't arrange our exterior world in such a way that we have inner peace. And we begin to realize that what Jesus is talking about is what's going on in the truest part of who we are, at the level of our identity within us. And so, Jesus, we thank you for the scriptures, and we thank you for what we're learning from the Gospel of Matthew as we enter the Sermon on the Mount, and we invite your Holy Spirit to come. Snap us awake. Shake us awake. We've come here to engage in a rhythm where we're interacting with the scriptures each and every day, looking to them for what they say, when they actually say, but looking into them and applying them into our own lives so that it's not just a thick book that we hear a couple verses from when we attend church, that we are actually being shaped and we're learning how to live. Come, Holy Spirit, into this, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com, that's home base. That's where you find out what's going on around here. Of course, unless you're using the Daily Audio Bible app, which is free from wherever you get apps. Just look for Daily Audio Bible and you'll find it. And in the Daily Audio Bible app, there's a drawer icon in the upper left-hand corner that allows you to access things like the Daily Audio Bible shop. And check that out. There are resources available there that are for this community around the global campfire, all intended to enhance the experience of moving through the Bible in a year. So, for example, there is a relatively new resource, Promised Land, photographs from the land of the Bible. We had been sold out of those for a bit. There's supply chain issues. But we have them back in stock, and it's a beautiful coffee table book just by itself. It's beautiful, but within its pages is a glimpse, an open window into some of the places that we've been talking about. So this wilderness that we are in with the children of Israel, you can see what that looks like. Or the Galilee region where Jesus did his ministry, that we've been kind of traveling along with him around the countryside. You can see what that looks like. And that really, really kind of snaps some things into place. So check out that resource. You'll find it in the books and audiobooks category. Or the Daily Audio Bible Journal. This is our 3.0 version of the journal, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful size. It's beautiful to carry around. It's beautiful to write in. And yeah, you can get a journal anywhere. But journaling your way through the Bible, and when God speaks something to you and it awakens something in you, we should probably take notes. Like, it's a good idea. And journaling our way through the Bible in a year, kind of being consistent with that, it commits us to telling our story in our own hand with our own pen or pencil. And I use a pencil. It's been like 5 years that I've done that. I found these pencils. I love them. Best pencils you can get. And rediscovered what I had lost since elementary school. Like the joy of sharpening a really good pencil and writing in my own hand. And so all those resources are available in the Daily Audio Bible shop. And when we journal our way through the Bible in a year, we are writing a testament, something that can be read 100 years from now, something that can be read in the future by our grandchildren or great-grandchildren or great-great-grandchildren, some that we may not be able to meet, but we can still leave a testimony of God's faithfulness in our lives and remembering what God did here in this place. We see that all throughout the Bible. So check out the resources in the Daily Audio Bible shop. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. Thank you humbly and deeply. This is a community experience, and if we weren't in this together, this wouldn't be happening, and it wouldn't have happened, so thank you. If you find what we're doing as a community around the Global Campfire to be life-giving, then thank you for your partnership. There's a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. And I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Bankir from India. I just want to send this prayer request for me, because lately I've been feeling so down, and I've been battling suicidal thoughts. I try to focus more on God and on Jesus. Sometimes it's really hard to. I pray a lot. I've been praying a lot more lately, but I guess I need a lot more prayers. So I really appreciate if you'd pray for me. Thank you, family, in Jesus' name.
Good morning, DAB family. It's 2:20 on December 31st. And I just listened to the Bible reading. Finished the Old Testament and the New Testament, then the Psalms, and then the Proverbs. And then Brian talked about the end of the year and how there's a feeling of emptiness. And it reminded me of how far I've come. I started about 5 or 6 years ago, kind of hit and miss, listening to some days and some not. And then about 4 years ago, got consistent with it. And I remember getting to the end of the year and hearing him finish every section and feeling like I was saying goodbye to an old friend. So I understand that emptiness and finality of the last day, but when I started just reading or listening to the Bible reading, and then I added the commentary, and then eventually added all the prayers and everything at the end. And this past year, I started writing down all the prayer requests and going back over them and praying over everyone. And I just wanted to tell you guys how grateful I am for this community. It's been a blessing to me, and I've called in requests or encouragement, but not a request. And today I have a request. My dad is 83 and he has COVID and some other health issues. And I talked to him last night and he was not doing well. So I'm asking for you to pray for Howard. Thank you. Love you.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. My name is People on the Water from Indiana. And I'm calling in today to ask for prayer. At the coming of this new year, and as we're going into this next year, which is just a few hours away, I'm not in a good spot, and it's hard for me to talk about it because I often don't express this part of me. I go to therapy, and we're talking about this and that, and it's hard for me even in therapy to discuss this stuff because right now I am so entrenched with viewing X-rated material, and it's taken a toll on me. And then even in that, it's just hurting me. So I pray that you would pray for me, and I ask that humbly. That through the blood of Jesus Christ, that I might recognize that I am healed and I can stand healed, echoing that message to the brothers and sisters around me. So thank you. I love you. And it's in Jesus' name I pray and I ask.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Cheryl in southeastern Washington, Princess Warrior of God. It is December 31st, 2021, very last day of this year. And I am so grateful to have completed the Bible once again. This is my 14th year of doing this, and I am so grateful. And just want to say thank you to the Hurden family, every one of you, for putting this together for us to come and join with each and every person in this family to read the Bible through in 1 year. Thank you, Jesus, for everyone here. And I pray that 2022 will be an awesome year for many of us. Many have lost family and friends. And I'm quite emotional right now. I'm like Brian, thinking about feeling a little empty, but yet very grateful. I love you all. God bless you all. And a happy new year to my DAB family. Signing out for the last time in 2021, Cheryl in southeastern Washington, Princess Warrior of God. Bye.
Hello, DAB family. This is God's tree. For I have many branches, but I'm rooted in every word of God. Praise God, we have made it through another year. I have a special praise because I've been with Daily Audio Bible for more than 10 years, but I can honestly and ashamedly say this is my first year of able to go through the entire year and finish on time. Life happens sometimes and you get behind and you play catch up. Usually sometimes I don't get caught up till February of the next year, but I praise God that I was determined to make it on time this year. And I praise God for that. New Year's last year, because of such a difficult year, every burden that I had, every trouble that I had, I wrote them down and I prayed over them. And my family had a barn fire and I burned every last one of those problems. And God was able to take them away this year. And then I wrote down every blessing that I needed from God this year and stuck it in my Bible and prayed over it. And praise God, God has met every one of them. I just want to admonish to each and every one of you to trust and believe in God as we go forward into this year. Let's go in with the spirit of praise and a spirit of expectation that God's going to bless and he's going to keep us and he's going to cover us and he's going to show himself to be an awesome God. Love one another and do kind things for one another. But most of all, love your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I love you, DAB. I love you, Brian, and the Hardin family. Continue to do what you are called to do. We get ready to go this year with victory. I praise God and I bless him. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Happy New Year, Daily Audio Bible family. I am so excited. This is Rox from Greenville, North Carolina. Also go by Roxanne. I just wanted to say Happy New Year to everyone. And I'm so excited for what's coming next year. I am going to be doing the chronological side. So I'm still torn if I'm going to do both and be a double dabber, because I really just love this family. But whatever I choose, I just wanted to let you all know it's been exciting to complete this first year. I started on January 8th and had to do a catch up. And this year, this coming year, I get to start with everyone on the first day of the new year. And it's just wonderful. And I got super emotional too, because one, it's just so good how God is, and that, you know, I have this app. You know, I always thought reading the Bible was going to be so overwhelming, but he has blessed Brian and Jill with this gift of ministry and this platform to make it easier and lighter for us, but also heavy to convict us, to grow us, to have a better appreciation for God's holiness and just how much He loves us. And I'm thankful. I love you all. Blessings in the new year. And I just look forward to seeing all of you or listening to all of you. Thank you. God bless. Bye.